感谢神啊，我们今天是联合崇拜啊，所以我们会有我们的青少年跟我们在一起，跟我们成人在一起啊，我们一起还是继续来思想主的话语。
Thank God, and today we have a joint worship. We have a youth and elementary school student with us. So we will have a joint worship. Let's continue to think about the word of God.
啊，我们继续来读马太福音27章的经文，我们从15节读到26节。
Today our message is continue the book of Matthew, chapter 27, verse 15-26. Let's read together.
马太福音27章15节起。巡抚有一个常例，每逢这节期，随众人所要的，释放一个囚犯给他们。当时有一个出名的囚犯叫巴拉巴。众人聚集的时候，比拉多就对他们说：“你们要我释放哪一个给你们？是巴拉巴，是称为基督的耶稣呢？”巡抚原知道他们是因为嫉妒才把他解了来，正坐堂的时候，他的夫人打发人来说：“这一人的事你一点不可管，因为我今天在梦中为他受了许多的苦。”祭司长和长老挑唆众人求释放巴拉巴，除灭耶稣。巡抚对众人说：“这两个人，你们要我释放哪一个给你们呢？”他们说：“巴拉巴。”比拉多说：“这样，那称为基督的耶稣，我怎么办他呢？”他们都说：“钉他十字架。”巡抚说：“为什么呢？他做了什么恶事呢？”他们便极力地喊着说：“钉他，钉十字架。”比拉多见说也无济于事，反要生乱，就拿水在众人面前洗手，说：“流这一人的血，罪不在我，你们承当吧。”众人都回答说：“他的血归到我们和我们的子孙身上。”于是比拉多释放巴拉巴给他们，把耶稣鞭打了，交给人钉十字架。啊，感谢神，我们圣经的经文我们就读到这里，我们一起来做个祷告。
This is a passage, let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世上。
We thank you, you give us your only son, Jesus Christ. The world will become fresh, come to this world.
感谢主耶稣代替我们担负我们的罪，在十字架上受死。
We thank that Jesus bear our sin and died on the cross.
并且埋葬，第三天从死里复活。
And is buried and the third day raised from the dead.
并且赐给我们这宝贵的信心，让我们因着信靠主耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的救恩，我们就罪得赦免。
And we thank you, give us this precious faith, so that just we have a faith, and Jesus Christ has done on the cross, so our sin will be forgiven.
感谢我们的阿爸父把你的心意借着圣经赐给我们。
We have to thank you, Father, you give us the Bible and show us your will.
主耶稣基督就是道路、真理、生命。
And Jesus.Christ is the way, is the truth, and the life.
这天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。主耶稣是我们唯一的拯救。
And we cannot be saved except by the name of Christ. Jesus Christ is the only salvation.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We thank you, pray in the name of Christ. Amen.
Amen. 最近呢，我常常就是听到。人们在谈到一首歌，这个歌的名字叫你听到人民的歌声吗？
And recently I always hear people talk about one song, and the song the name is do you hear the people sing?
我们知道这首歌 是2012年一个好莱坞电影《悲惨世界》里面的一首歌。
And we know this song is actually from a Hollywood movie called Les Miserables in the 2002 movie.
啊，那么今天在很多社会运动的一些当中呢，人们会唱这首歌，就是你有没有听到人民的歌声？
And today in a lot of social movement or in protest, the people will sing this song. That do you hear people sing?
那么事实上圣经当中也谈到好多次人民发出人民的呼声。
And the Bible also described a lot of times that people gave their crowd, their petition.
那么我们今天所读的经文就是圣经中非常著名的一段经文，就是人民发出人民的呼声。
And today the passage we just read is a very famous passage in the Bible that it described how people gave their cry.
那么他们发出的呼声呢是什么呢？
So what's their cry?
就是钉他十字架，就是要把主耶稣基督钉死在十字架上。
So we hear the cry is to crucify him, crucify him.
那么主耶稣基督被钉死在十字架上，是被谁钉死在十字架上的？
So when Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross, who actually crucified him?
主耶稣基督被大祭司宣判死刑。
Of course, Christ was sentenced to death by the high priest.
主耶稣被当时罗马的总督交给士兵，交给人钉在十字架上。
Of course, Jesus was handed to the soldier by the Roman governor at that time to be crucified.
当时的以色列人，耶路撒冷全城的以色列人都喊，圣经说，极力喊着说，钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
And the Bible described at that time the whole people of Israelites in Jerusalem, they cry out of their guts, they said, crucify him and crucify him.
当时的罗马士兵嘲笑耶稣
，and the Roman soldier mocked at him.
就是你还说自己是犹太人的王，他们吐口水在耶稣脸上，他们羞辱耶稣。
And they humiliated him and dishonored him, and they said, "You're the king of Jews." They spit on him.
然后罗马士兵把耶稣钉在十字架上。
Roman soldier actually, this the guy actually crucified him.
耶稣被谁钉在十字架上呢？
So actually, who crucified Jesus Christ?
被犹太人。
Jews.
被罗马人。
Romans.
被当时的宗教势力。
And the religious leaders.
被当时的政治势力。
And the political power.
耶稣被世人钉在十字架上。
And he was crucified by the world.
以前有一个电影叫做《耶稣受难记》。
And there's a movie called the Jesus, the Passion of Christ.
那么呢，其实在这个电影，大家可能不知道，这个电影的导演在这个电影当中也扮演了一个角色。
And a lot of people may not know this director of that movie actually played a role in that movie.
有没有弟兄姊妹知道这个导演扮演了什么角色
？Does anyone know what the role played that director in that movie?
就是钉耶稣的那只手。
Actually, it didn't show the face, but the hand. The hand is the director's hand. The hand crucified Jesus Christ. Put the nail.
我们都知道这个导演是非常著名的好莱坞明星了。
Of course, we know that director is a very famous Hollywood movie star.
但在这部电影当中，他没有出演任何的角色，没有出演任何的角色。
Of course, in this movie, he didn't show himself.
但他露出了他的一双手。
He showed his hand.
那这双手就是把耶稣钉在十字架上的那双手。
The hand is the hand that nailed Jesus Christ on the cross.
所以这个导演想说的是什么呢？想说就是我把耶稣钉在十字架上。
What the director tried to express is that it's me who nailed Christ on the cross.
就是这世界的罪人把耶稣钉在十字架上。
It's the sin of this world crucified Jesus on the cross.
而你。就是这罪人当中的一个。
And you and me is the one of those sinners.
我们今天就从圣经的话语当中，我们看到人民在那里发出呼声，钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
And so from today's passage, we can see people, the crowd, is gave their cry that nail cross crucify him and crucify him.
而我们也看到同样是这样的一群人，在几天前耶稣进入耶路撒冷城的时候，他们在喊什么呢？
But interestingly, if you think about it, the same crowd couple days ago when Jesus entered Jerusalem, what they cry at that time?
当几天前耶稣进入耶路撒冷的时候，这一群人他们喊何塞纳。归于大卫的子孙，奉主名来的是应当称颂的，高高在上的何塞纳。
And the day, a couple of days ago, when Jesus entered Jerusalem, and that triumphant entry of Jerusalem, the crowd actually showed it, Hosanna, Hosanna, and the name, the people come in the name of the Lord is to be honored.
那是短短的几天之后，同样的这样的一群人，就耶路撒冷城的以色列人，同样的一群人，对着同样的耶稣基督喊。定他十字架，定他十字架。
And then a couple of days ago, the same crowd, and when they faced the same Jesus Christ, they shouted, "Crucify him and crucify him."
我们看到他们对耶稣的爱，对耶稣的欢迎是非常短暂的，非常虚伪的。
And we can see the welcome of Jesus Christ, the love of Christ is very short lived and very hypocrisy.
但是他们对耶稣的恨那是非常坚定的。
But their hatred to Jesus Christ is very firm.
然后非常真实的。
It's a very real.
我们看到比拉多好几次要劝他们，就是我们要拿这个人怎么办呢？他们一再极力的说，定他十字架，定他十字架。
Actually, we can see Pilate actually tried to avoid this and tried to say, okay, what should we do with this man? He tried to avoid this, but the crowd is very firm. Said, crucify him, crucify him.
甚至比拉多说，就是当众洗手。他说：“流这人的血的罪不在我。”然后这时候以色列民他们在说什么呢
？And actually, Pilate even did this. He washed his hand. He said that the blood of this man is not on me. But let's see what Israelites says.
他们说：“那这人的血归在我们和我们的子孙身上。”
He said, "Let the blood of this man on us and our descendants."
他们对耶稣的恨。甚至把自己的子孙都带进来。
So you can see the hatred to Jesus Christ that even would bet on their children's future.
他们对耶稣的爱很短暂，很虚伪。
So their love to Jesus is very short and hypocritic, and but
他们对耶稣的恨非常的坚定，非常的真实。
But the hatred to Jesus Christ is very real and very strong.
第二次世界大战的时候，有一次丘吉尔给英国人演讲。
And one time in the Second World War II, Prime Minister British Churchill actually made a public speech to the crowd, to British people.
当这个丘吉尔演讲完了之后，当时有人就对丘吉尔说：“你看我们英国人多么欢迎你啊！这好几万人来听你演讲。”
And when he finished the speak, and somebody tell Churchill said, "Hey, look at the British people love you and welcome you. So many people come to your." Your speech.
后来丘吉尔说，他说如果我要被绞死，来看我的英国人会更多。
He said if I was, but Churchill said, well, if I was to be crucified, maybe even more people come to watch.
所以今天很多人在追求来自于人的称赞，来自于人的掌声，其实这样的人蛮幼稚的。
So today, if you think about some people seek people's approval, people's welcome.Actually, sometimes it's very naive.
Too young, too naive.
Too young, too naive. To be.
我们看耶利米书的十七章九节，我们大家一起来读。
Let's look at Jeremiah, chapter 17, verse 9. Let's read together.
耶利米书十七章九节起，人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？我相信我们今天在座的没有一个人。会这样的来评价自己。
I think none of us in today would be evaluate us like ourselves like this.
我相信在这个世界上，也几乎有极少极少人会这样来评价他自己。
I think it's a whole world. Probably very very few people would really say this to themselves.
但这就是圣经对人心的评价。
But this is the overall evaluation of a Bible to the human.
是人对自己的评价正确一些，还是上帝对人的评价正确一些呢
？So which one is more correct? Is God how God evaluates people or we evaluate ourselves?
毫无疑问，是上帝对人的评价更真实、更正确。
Of course, there's no doubt that God's evaluation of a human heart probably is more accurate.
因为上帝是造物主。
Because He is the Creator.
上帝造了我们。
He created us.
上帝知道人的心。
He knows our heart.
我们很多时候不知道我们自己的心。
A lot of times we don't know our heart.
其实我们也不是不知道。
But a lot of times we actually not really don't know.
我们欺骗我们自己的心。
We just try to cheat ourselves.
我们装作不知道。
We pretend that we don't know.
就像亚当夏娃犯罪之后，他们做的第一件事情是什么？
Just like Adam Eve, when the first time they fall, the first thing they do.
他们要用无花果树的叶子做个裙子，遮蔽他们的羞耻。
Because they made a clothes out of the fig tree leaf, they want to cover their shame.
掩盖他们的罪。
And to cover their sin.
然后他们看自己，哎，我没有羞耻啊。
And then they look at themselves, oh, I'm fine.
他们欺骗了自己。
They cheat themselves.
那么我们从主耶稣基督被钉十字架这件事情上面，我们看到人心的可怕，人心的邪恶。
So from the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, we can see how deceitful and wicked is the human heart.
有时候我们会说啊，那是2000多年前的耶路撒冷的以色列人。
Sometimes we say that, well, this is some Israelites 2,000 years ago.
哎，但是我们不要忘记啊，丘吉尔对英国人也是这样评价的。
But don't forget it. Churchill actually made the same evaluation of British people.
啊，我们看到今天很多的这个群众啊，他们以前狂热的支持一个领袖的时候，当这个领袖失败或者跌倒的时候，同样的一群人又去狂热的去羞辱他，去抵挡他，这种事情非常的普遍。
And also we see it's very common that a group of people and support their leader, and once the leader fall, and the same group of people just humiliate him. It's a very common phenomenon.
啊，那我们回到今天的圣经，我们不禁思想一个问题：这群人为什么如此的恨耶稣？
So we come to today's passage. Let's think about why this group of people hate Jesus Christ that much.
是不是耶稣做过什么事情伤害他们？
Is that Jesus did something hurt them?
完全没有。
Of course not.
他们当中很多的人，耶稣医治了他们，拯救了他们。
Among them, probably Jesus healed them and saved them.
耶稣从来没有从他那里去收取什么。耶稣把自己完全奉献给这些人。
And Jesus didn't take anything from them. Instead, Jesus gave himself to them.
那这些人恨耶稣是为什么呢？
So why they hate Jesus Christ?
啊，我们来看圣经中的一个人物，就是旧约的约瑟。
Let's look at a character in Bible. This is in Old Testament. That's Joseph.
那么很多圣经学者都认为约瑟是在旧约的预表耶稣的一个预表。
And a lot of biblical scholars think that Joseph in the Old Testament actually is a representation of Jesus Christ in the New Testament.
啊，我们看到约瑟的一生，他似乎是完全没有犯罪、完美的一生。
If you look at the Bible, we can see Joseph, his life actually he don't have any sin. He's good.
那么约瑟跟耶稣有一点很相像，就是约瑟是一个被他哥哥们仇恨的人。
And there's one thing Joseph is like Jesus is that Joseph is a person that hated by his brothers.
当约瑟还只是17岁的少年的时候，他的哥哥就非常恨他。
When he was a young people at 17 years old, and his brother just hated him so much.
然后终于有一天他的哥哥们找到机会，就把约瑟当时只有17岁就卖到埃及做奴隶了。
And finally, so one day that his brother find an opportunity that they sold him to Egypt as a slave.
然后这帮哥哥们回去还骗他们的老父亲雅各，就说他们的弟弟被野兽吃了。
And then his brother go home and to just lie to their father. Jack said, "Okay, your son Joseph was eaten by beast animals."
我们会看见。是人更凶残还是野兽更凶残？
So you can see here, human man is more cruel than the animals.
那么为什么约瑟的哥哥如此恨约瑟呢？
And why that Joseph's brothers hate Joseph so much?
是不是约瑟做过什么伤害他哥哥的事情？
Is it because he hurt his brothers? Did he did something hurt them?
不是的，约瑟完全没有做过任何事情伤害他的哥哥。
He never did anything to hurt his brothers.
约瑟甚至非常真诚的去爱他的哥哥们。
And actually, Joseph actually honestly loved their brothers.
啊，他哥哥放羊出去好长的时间没回来，约瑟就去找他们。
And when his brother tended the flock and didn't come home, so Joseph just go out to looking for them.
啊，结果哪里知道，就走到了哥哥们为他设的陷阱当中。
And he don't know that he actually falls into their trap, that his brother set it for him.
当父亲雅各临死的时候，雅各把他的儿子都叫到床边为他们祝福。
When his father, Jacob, when he's at the time of death.He called all his sons and gave their blessing, gave his blessing to all of them.
当雅各来为约瑟祷告祝福的时候，雅各称约瑟是与弟兄迥别的人。
When Jacob prayed for Joseph, and his prayer said Joseph is a person that separate from his brothers.
就说这个约瑟。跟他的兄弟们 是分开，是完全不一样的。
So basically saying that Joseph is quite different from his brothers. Is completely different from his brothers.
所以我们会看见约瑟跟他的哥哥们是生活在一个家庭当中，是在一个环境中长大，但是却迥然不同。
So we can see Joseph was grew up with his brother in the same environment, same family, same everything, but he is a different. He is separate from them.
因为他不跟他哥哥们一起去犯罪。
Because he didn't commit a sin with his brothers together.
圣经说耶稣凡事跟我们一样也受到试探。
And the Bible said Jesus is everything has the same as tempted everything like us.
但是他跟我们完全不一样，他没有犯罪。
But he's completely different from us. He has no sin.
约瑟的哥哥们为什么恨耶稣呢？对不起，为什么约瑟的哥哥们为什么恨约瑟呢？
Why Joseph's brother hate him?
因为他跟我们完全不一样。
Because he is different from us.
为什么世人恨耶稣呢？因为耶稣和世人完全不一样。
Why the world hate Jesus? Because Jesus is different from the world.
约翰福音一章五节，圣经说：“光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。”
John 1:5 said, "The light shined in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it."
约翰福音三章十六节说，光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就是在此。
John 3:19 said, This is a condemnation that let the light come to the, into the world, and the man loved darkness and rather the light, because their deeds were evil.
我们都非常熟悉约翰福音三章十六节。
We are familiar with John 3:16.
神爱世人，甚至把他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
God so loved the world, so he gave his only begotten son, so whoever believe him should not be perished, but have eternal life.
我们甚至有一些人也非常熟悉约翰福音三章十七节，说耶稣来不是定世人的罪，乃是要救世人。
And someone also quite familiar with John 3:17, said Jesus come to this world is not to condemnation, but to save.
但是我们很少有人。还继续往下读下去，约翰福音三章十八节。
But a lot of times we don't continue to read John 3:18.
因为约翰福音三章十八节告诉我们，那不信耶稣的人罪已经定了。
And John 3:18 said, for those who not believe in Jesus Christ, they sin, they are already condemned.
上帝的愤怒藏在他们身上。
And God's wrath will be upon them.
如果我们再往下面看，约翰福音三章十七节，我们会看到，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就是在此。
And if we continue to read, that's come to the 3:19, said that the reason they have the condemnation because.The light come to this world, but people don't love the light, but love the darkness.
耶稣第一次来不定世人的罪。
And the first coming of Jesus Christ is not for the condemnation.
但圣经明确告诉我们，世人的罪已经定了。
But the Bible made it very clear. Even Jesus is not come to for the condemnation, but people is already condemned.
世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
Because all we sinned fall short of the glory of God.
不需要耶稣再来告诉世人。
And there is no need for Jesus to tell people.
世人早就已经定罪。
And we all condemned.
光来的黑暗里，黑暗不接受光。
Because light come to this world, but the darkness does not receive the light.
世人不接受耶稣。
The world does not receive Jesus Christ.
不是耶稣。
Except Jesus Christ.
不是耶稣不好。
It's not because Jesus Christ is not good.
世人是因为自己的行为是恶的。
It's because our own action is evil.
所以世人为什么恨耶稣呢
？So why a crowd hate Jesus?
约瑟的哥哥为什么恨约瑟呢
？Why Joseph's brother hate him?
因为耶稣与我们不一样。
Because Jesus is different from us.
好，我们再看第二个原因，为什么世人恨耶稣
？So let's look at the second reason why Jesus, why the crowd hate Jesus.
我们继续来看约翰福音三章啊二十节。
Let's continue to look at John 3:20.
凡作恶的便恨光，并不来救光。
And he said, "Everyone practices evil, hate the light, and does not come to the light."
恐怕他的行为受责备。
That his deeds should be exposed.
啊，如果我们知道，有一个人，他一定会责备我，我们就会不想见他。
If I know somebody, he will expose my evil deeds, then definitely I don't want to see him.
然后，主耶稣说什么呢？约翰福音十五章二十二节。
And then what Jesus said in John 15:22.
约翰福音十五章二十二节，耶稣说：“我若没有来教训他们，他们就没有罪；但如今他们的罪无可推诿了。”
And Jesus says, if I had not come and spoken to them, they would have no sin, but now they have no excuse for their sin.
所以我想请问大家，耶稣来到世上的时候，他有没有教训人？
So, my question to all of us is, when Jesus came to this world, did he teach the world?
有没有？有没有指出人的罪？有没有责备人的罪？
Did he?
有人点头，
teach?
有人摇头。
And someone said yes, someone no.
耶稣说：“我若没来教训他们，他们就没有罪。”
Jesus said, "If I not come and spoken to them, they have no sin."
但是耶稣说：“现在他们的罪无可推诿啊，他们有罪啊，这个怎么狡辩、怎么诡辩都没用，他们的罪无可推诿，他们有罪。”
And then Jesus said, "Now they don't have any excuse for their sin."
因为什么？
Because of what?
因为耶稣来教训了他们，是不是？
Because he said, "I come to spoke to them."
啊，作恶的不愿意来到光面前，因为他们怕自己的行为受责备，对不对？
He said that everyone practices evil, hate the light, and because they lest their deeds to be exposed.
然后耶稣说：“我若没有来教训他们，他们没有罪。”但现在他们有罪了，耶稣说，这个意思很清楚，是不是？就是我来了，我指出了他们的罪，我责备了他们的罪，所以他们在无可推诿了。
So Jesus made very clear, I come and I teach them, so they have no excuse for their sin.
那么有人就会说，哎呀，我看耶稣没有在圣经中没有总是在定人的罪啊，好像只定一种人的罪，就是文士和法利赛人罪，其他的耶稣都没有定他们的罪啊。
And someone could say, well, I see Jesus in the Bible. He seems didn't condemn a lot of people, except by maybe just one group of people, which is the scribe and Pharisees.
但是有时候不需要说的。
And but a lot of times you don't have to say it.
耶稣存在着，就是对很多人的否定。
The very being of Jesus Christ is a denial of a lot of people.
当所有人要来到耶稣面前，要为了要吃饼得饱的时候，耶稣离开他们。
And when a lot of people crowd come to Jesus want to have a bread and to be fed, and Jesus left them.
耶稣不需要说任何的话。
And Jesus don't have to say anything.
但是耶稣他这种行为就是对这些人的否定。
But Jesus' action basically is a condemnation or is a negate their action.
啊，我以前在公司工作的时候，有一段时间，我的同事对我都不太感兴趣，都他们都有时候有一段时间很想疏远我。
And I remember when I was in a company when I work, and for a period of time, a lot of my colleagues just don't want to associate with me, want distance from me.
啊，因为他们常常在一起，就是谈的一些话题，他们在说的一些话，啊，我不是好像非常有兴趣要加入他们。
Because for when they gather together, the topic they talk about, the things they talk about, I just don't feel like I want to participate with them.
当然，我也绝对没有站起来说，哎，不要说这些了，好庸俗哦。
Of course, I didn't stand up and say, "Don't say this. It's kind of very worldly and this type of thing."
我绝对不会这样讲的。
Of course, I didn't say that.
但是我只是没有表现出哇，兴致盎然加入他们的谈话，加入他们的这个群体当中。我只是表现出好像没有像他们那么高的兴致。
As long as I'm showing you this, I cannot be enthusiastically participate in their discussion, and I can't do that. I'm just shows no such interest in participate this type of talking.
但是我也是很尊重他们。我那个时候我就小小声音，我不要打扰他们。
And of course, I respect them. I'm just say I don't want to disturb them.
我更不会站起来就是批评他们说什么。
Of course, we raise my voice to criticize them. I didn't do that.
后来我慢慢发现，这些同事好像都不太喜欢我。
But I find just because this, they don't like me, and they don't want to associate with me.
因为他们爱的东西，我没有那么爱，没有像他们那么爱。
Because the things they love, I don't have such a strong enthusiastic as they do.
这就是耶稣。
And that's what Jesus.
我想说的就是世人爱的跟耶稣爱的不一样。
And what I'm trying to say is that world loves and what Jesus loves, they're different.
所以有一次有一个年轻人找耶稣来给他来问耶稣我应该怎样分家产。
And one time, a young people come to Jesus and said, "Okay, how should I divide the property, the asset that the father left for them?"
你知道这在人看来是很大的事啊，分遗产是很大的事啊。
And of course, this is a big thing, right? In a family, when you try to divide an asset.
结果耶稣说什么？他说：“我哪是给你们分财产的呢？”
And Jesus said, "I didn't come to just do this type of business for you."
耶稣说：“人的生命不在乎家道丰富。”
And Jesus said that people's life is not depend on how wealthy, prosperous life is.
我看到这个圣经的时候，我在想，如果我是那个年轻人，我对耶稣就很失望啊。
And I read this Bible. I said, "If I that young man, I would be very disappointed at Jesus Christ."
你不替我主持公道。
And you didn't like hold the things I want, hold the justice for me.
我在这里想争的东西，想坚持的东西，在你看来不值钱。
And the things I'm insist in the divided the asset, and the things I want to have, I want to hold, but it's no value in your sight.
所以，耶稣来到世上，他跟世人不一样，而他这种不一样，就已经在。教训世人了，就已经在责备世人，就已经在显出世人的罪了。
So when Jesus come to this world, he is different, and that very nature of difference is already teaching people, condemn people, and teaching people.
当然，在以色列的历史上，他们是常常的逼迫，甚至杀害上帝赐给他们的先知。
Of course, from the history of Israelites, they was often kill and persecute the God prophet.
啊，我们来看，上帝赐给以色列人啊，赐给他们一个伟大的先知，就是摩西。
And let's look at the history. In history, God gave a great prophet to Israelites, which is Moses.
但是我们也看到以色列人常常来到摩西面前发出人民的呼声。
And we also see Israelites come to Moses all the time and give their cry, give their shout.
那个呼声跟后来他们的后代在耶稣面前喊的就是差不多啊。
And the cry is similar to later on their descendant cry into Jesus Christ.
那就是要拿石头打死他。
And I want to stone him to death.
民数记记载一次，民数记十六章第二节第三节，圣经是这样记载。
And the Numbers of chapter 16, verse 2 to 3, and the Bible record this event.
并有以色列会中250个首领，就是有名望选入会中的人，在摩西面前一同起来。
And they rose up before Moses with some of the children of Israel, 250 leaders of a congregation, and representatives of the congregation, men of renown.
这就是议会制度。
And this is like a Congress.
人民选出他们的民意的代表，就是议员。
And people elect their representatives.
当上议员的都是有名望的人。
And of course, they're famous guy.
然后他们很多。
And there are a lot of people.
来到摩西面前。
And come to Moses.
聚众攻击摩西亚。
And they attack Moses and Aaron.
你们擅自专权，全会众各个既是圣洁，耶和华也在他们中间。你们为什么自高，超过耶和华的？
And they attacked Moses and said, You take too much upon yourself, and all the congregation is holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Why do you exalt yourself above the assembly of the Lord?
那么我们从圣经来看，当时的以色列民会众是不是圣洁的？
And of course, from the record we know, is that Israelites all holy at that time?
常常的背逆神。
Actually, Bible recording is they against God all the time, offend God all the time.
摩西到山上去领受上帝的诫命，他们就山下造金牛犊。
When Moses come to the mountain to get the Ten Commandments, and they were in the on the feet of the mountain, they actually built all those idols.
他们说我们是圣洁的。
And they said we are holy.
但他们完全不圣洁。
But they're not.
结果摩西就对他们发怒。
And Moses got angry at them.
结果他们那个时候，他们当中的利未人起来，就击杀以色列人当中那些亵渎神、背逆神的人。
And of course, the Levites at that time as rise and kill those who offended against God.
终于有一天，以色列人忍无可忍了。
And only one, then finally, is one day that Israelites cannot handle it anymore.
他们来到摩西面前，我们都圣洁啊，你为什么总是说我们不圣洁？
Then they come to Moses, we are all holy. Why you said we are not holy?
你难道就圣洁吗？
And you are holy?
今天我相信，可能有些弟兄姊妹也听到类似的话，我们常常劝人你要悔改，你要认罪，你这种行为，圣经定义为罪。
And maybe today some of our brothers and sisters are running into that situation. We urge, we put.Plead with other people, said, "Okay, you should repent, and the things you're doing is sin according to the Bible."
人家就说你凭什么说我？你不是罪人吗
？And sometimes we got that response. Is that by what you can speak of me? Are you a sinner?
上帝难道就对你说话？上帝不对我说话吗
？It's only God speak to you, not me.
当时这些以色列民的议员就来攻击摩西。
And at that time, their representative come to Moses and attack them.
人多势众。
And of course, they are of multitude.
然后受到百姓的支持。
And they're supported by their people.
但最后我们也知道，当时神让这个大地裂开一个口，把这些人都吞没了。
Of course, at that time, we know this event that God actually opened the land and the earth, and they will be swallowed by the land.
世人。不喜欢耶稣，甚至恨恶耶稣。
World don't like Jesus and I hate Jesus.
没有人喜欢有人指出他的罪。
Because no one like that people expose their evil deeds.
但是耶稣来到世上，他确实是这样做的，他指出人的罪。
But when Jesus comes to this world, that's what he actually do, and he point out the people's sin.
因为耶稣传福音的时候，耶稣讲的第一句话：“天国近了，你们要悔改。”
Because when Jesus came to this world, he said the heaven is near and repentant.
这句话就指出人的罪。
And this actually points out people's sin.
所有人都悔改。
Everyone need to repent.
所有人都是罪人。
All are sinners.
那么耶稣说，世人不仅恨他，还会恨他的门徒。
And also Jesus says, the world is not only hate him, but also hate his disciples, his follower.
啊，我们一起来读约翰福音十五章十八到十九节。
Let's read together John 15:18-19.
约翰福音十五章十八到十九节，十八节起，世人若恨你们，你们知道恨你们以先已经恨我了。你们若属世界，世界必爱属自己的，只因你们不属世界，乃是我从世界中拣选了你们，所以世界就恨你们。所以基督徒在这个世界上啊，圣经说凡在主里敬虔度日的一定会受逼迫。
And in a Christian in this world, the Bible said all those who will live a life godly in the Lord, they will be persecuted.
啊，可能有些基督徒说，哎呀，不是这样的呀，我在这个世界上很受欢迎的，我很 popular 的。
And maybe some Christians said, oh, it's not like this, I'm very welcome in this world, I'm very popular.
啊，那就说明不是圣经的问题，是你有问题。
And that says it's not the Bible is wrong, it's something wrong with you.
不是耶稣说错话，
not,
是你自己的信仰可能要警醒。
It's not Jesus says something wrong, but something with your faith, Christian life need be examined.
啊，我以前看过一篇文章，这篇文章就是是差不多一千八百多年前写成的。
Before I was read an article, and I think this article written like in 1,800 years ago.
啊，这个题目是那些基督徒。
And the title of this article is Those Christians.
啊，这篇文章表达了当时的世界对当时的基督徒的一个看法。
And this article actually shows at that time how the world viewed the Christian then.
啊，我给大家读一下。
And I'll just read it to you.
基督徒和别的人不同，不是因为国家、语言、风俗、习惯。
And Christian are indistinguishable from other men either by nationality, language, or custom.
他们不住在自己的城市里，说的话也不是陌生的方言，生活方式也没有什么特别。
They do not inhabit the separate cities of their own, or speak a strange dialogue, or follow some landOutland way of life.
他们的教义人人都懂，不是由那些喜欢搬弄学问的人啊，就是构想出来的。
Their teaching is not based upon reverse, inspired by the curiosity of a man.
他们也不像别人那样只宣讲凡人的教训。
Unlike some other people, they campaign no purely human doctrine.
他们四处为家，随遇而安，但他们的生活无论穿衣吃饭都入乡随俗。
With regard to dress, food, and the manner of life in general, they follow the custom of whatever the city they happen to be lived in.
但是我们看到他们生命中不同寻常的地方。
And yet, there is something extraordinary about their lives.
他们住在自己的地方却像是外人。
They live in their own countries as they were only passing through.
他们是本国的公民，却像外国人一样忍受一切。
They play their full role as citizens, but labor under all the disabilities of aliens.
他们愿意和别人分享自己所有的。
They share all they have with others.
他们身在外国，却视之为自己的祖国。
Any country can be their homeland.
他们身在自己的国家。却视之为异国。
But for their homelands, wherever it may be, it's a foreign country.
他们娶妻生子和任何人没有两样。
Like others, they marry and they have children, they do not expose themselves.
但是他们不抛弃他们的妻子，不抛弃他们的孩子。
But they do not expose them.
他们可以与人同桌吃饭，但是他们不与人同床。
They share their meals, but not their wives.
他们现在住在肉身之内，但是他们不体贴肉体的事。
They live in the flesh, but they are not governed by the desire of the flesh.
他们在地上度日， 但是他们是天上的子民。
They pass their days upon earth, but they are the citizens of heaven.
他们遵守世上的法律，但是在生活上，他们的标准远远高于世上的法律。
Obedience to the laws, but yet they live on a level that transcended the law.
他们爱每一个人，但是每一个人都逼迫他们。
Christians love all men, but all men persecute them.
他们受人轻视，遭人辱骂，被杀。但是他们仿佛收到了生命的礼物。
Condemned because they are not understood, they are put to a death, but raised to the life again.
他们贫穷，但是他们却让很多人富足。
They live in poverty, but enrich many.
他们什么都缺乏，但是什么都拥有。
They are totally destitute, but possess an abundance of everything.
他们受到人的侮辱，但是他们在这些侮辱当中，他们得到荣耀。
They suffer dishonor, but this is their glory.
他们的名字，被玷污，但是在这些玷污当中，他们得到荣耀。
They are defamed, but vindicated.
他们得到清白。他们受到别人暴虐的对待，但是他们仍然对别人说出祝福的话。
A blessing is their answer to abuse, difference them response to insult.
他们做的是好事，但是却被人当作是恶人。
For the good they do, they received a punishment of a malefactor.
犹太人把他们当外人来攻击。
They are attacked by Jews as aliens.
希腊人迫害他们。
They are persecuted by Greeks.
但是憎恨他们的人又说不出憎恨他们的理由。
But no one can explain the reason for their hatred.
简单的说，基督徒之于世界，就像灵魂之于身体。
To speak in general terms, we may say the Christian to the world is like a soul to the body.
灵魂灌注整个身体，但是灵魂跟身体不同。
As the soul is present in every part of the body, but remaining distinct from it.
基督徒充满这个世界所有城市，但是基督徒和世界不同。
So Christians are founded in all the city of the world, but cannot be identified with the world.
基督徒生活在世上，却不属于这个世界。
Christians are in the world, but not of it.
基督徒是迥别于世人的人。
And Christians are separate from this world.
我们今天在座的有年轻的朋友，有年长的朋友。
So today we have people sit here. You're young and you're old.
我们被耶稣的血所洒，我们被耶稣从罪和死亡当中拯救出来。
We are washed by Jesus, the blood of Jesus Christ. We are saved from the sin by Jesus Christ.
耶稣说：“你们是世上的光，城照在山上是不能隐藏的。”
And Jesus said, "You are the light of the world, and the city is not set on a hill cannot be hidden."
那我们今天问一下我们自己，我们是不是跟世人迥别之人呢？
So we ask ourselves, is today we are the person or one is separate from this world?
我们的爱和世人的爱是不是迥然不同呢？
Is our love different from the love of the world?
我们心中所梦想所追求的是不是和世人所梦想所追求的迥然不同呢？
Is our pursuit, our dream, are separate from what the world pursued and dreamed of?
我们在这个世界上，我们的目的是哇，我要成为一个很受欢迎的人，还是我们在这个世界上，我们要真的要成为一个天上的国民？
We live in this world. The purpose is pursuit is to become a very popular person. Everyone welcome us, or I truly live a life to become a citizen of the heaven.
我们是这个世界的灵魂吗
？Are we the spirit, the soul of this world?
世界如果我们没有。世界如果没有我们，世界就是没有灵魂的死人吗
？Can we say, if the world without us, the world is a person, a dead person without soul?
那么我们今天看到耶稣和世人的不同，世人恨耶稣。
So today we see that Jesus is different from the separate from this world, and the world hate Jesus.
耶稣也告诉他的门徒，世人也会恨你们。
And Jesus also told his disciples that world will hate you as well.
因为你们也不属于这个世界。
Because you are not of the world.
但是我们来思想，耶稣与世人最大的不同是什么
？And but we think what's the biggest difference that Jesus from the world?
我以前信主的时候，没有人给我传福音。
And when I come to Jesus Christ, there's no one actually preaching gospel to me.
我那时候找来一些书看，我最后自己找来圣经来看。
I find some book, read it, and finally got the Bible, I read myself.
我看到耶稣在十字架上说这样的一句话，在路加福音23:34。
When I read this passage, Luke chapter 23, verse 34,
我们大家一起来读。
And we can read together.
路加福音23:34起。当下耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。耶稣和世人不同。
And Jesus is different from the world.
耶稣和世人最大不同。
And the biggest difference.
因为只有耶稣讲这样的话。
It's only Jesus can say that.
耶稣的爱与世人的爱不同。
And his love is different from the love of the world.
当时我看到这句话，我就知道，耶稣一定是从上帝那里来的。
When I read this word at that time, I know Jesus must come from God.
耶稣一定是从天上来的。
He must from heaven.
世界上没有人会讲出这样的话。
No one on earth can speak like this.
我们华人说，君子报仇，十年不晚。
Chinese have a saying that a gentleman revenge is okay, 10 years should be fine.
我们说杀了我一个，还有后来人。
If you kill me, I have a descendant to revenge.
耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们。
But Jesus said, God,
因为他们所做，他们不知道。
For they don't know what they do.
其实不仅是华人了。
It's not just Chinese.
所有世人都是这样。
All the world people is like this.
世人追求的是强权。
And people seeking power.
世人追求的是高抬自己。
They seeking uplift, exalt themselves.
高抬自己的民族，高抬自己的国家，高抬自己的肤色，高抬自己的血统。
Exactly, my own rationality, my own race, my own color, and my own genealogy.
这是很虚空的事情。
It's a very empty stuff.
不管你是什么颜色，你都会死。
No matter what color of your skin, you will die.
不管你是什么文明中长大的，你都会死。
No matter what.Grow up in what kind of civilization you will die.
圣经说人尘土所造的归回尘土。
And people said, we are made of dust, we will return to the dust.
人类历史上没有一个人讲过耶稣讲的这句话。
In the human history, no one said what that Jesus said.
耶稣对那些把他钉在十字架上的人说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做他们不知道。
Jesus said to those people, say to God, for those people who nailed him on cross, said,Forgive them because they don't know what they do.
人间你看不到。
You can see there's such a love in among human beings.
但是这样的爱，现在你在基督徒身上，你越来越多看到。
But such a love you can see more and more in a Christian.
因为这样的一群基督徒是耶稣从世上拣选出来的，不属于这个世界。
Because this group of Christians is Jesus chose from this world. They are not of the world.
所以第一个为耶稣的名殉道的斯提凡跟耶稣讲同样的话。
So the first person who died for the faith of a Christian faith, Steve, actually said the same thing.
对那些斯提凡对那些用石头打死他的人说，赦免他们，他们所做他们不知道，跟耶稣讲同样的话。
And Stephen said to pray to God for those people stoned him to death, said the same thing, said, Father, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing.
他跟世人迥然不同了。
And they are separate from the world.
他的爱跟人的爱迥然不同。
Their love is separate from the love of a human being.
当耶稣从死里复活的时候，耶稣对他的门徒说，你们传福音要先传给谁？
And when Jesus was raised from the death, when Jesus said to his disciples, when you preach the gospel, whom you should preach first? To whom you should preach the first?
谁？耶路撒冷，对不对？
He said, "Well, the people around in Jerusalem."
耶路撒冷的犹太人是什么人？
And who is those Jews in Jerusalem?
就是那群喊着说钉死他、钉死他的那些人。
The Jews in Jerusalem is the group of people who shouted, "Crucify him!"
耶稣说福音第一个先让他们先听到。
And Jesus said the gospel should let them to hear first.
你说要是我们想。哎呀，我们先把福音传给外邦人吧。这些人太坏了，太可恶了。这些人手上沾着耶稣的血。
If like us, we probably think let's preach the gospel to some Gentiles. Those group of people are too evil. They have a hand. Their hand has the blood of Jesus Christ.
啊，我们说啊，神愿意万人得救，不愿意一人沉沦，好好好。但是我们最后把福音给他们吧。
And we say, well, does God want every people to save and not one people to follow? But let's preach the gospel the last to them.
他们根本就不配得的福音。
They are not worthy of the gospel.
他们对无罪的耶稣极力的喊，钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
Because they shout out of their guts to that sinless Jesus Christ, said, "Crucify him, crucify him."They are not worthy of the salvation of Jesus Christ. But what Jesus said, the gospel of salvation should preach to them first. This is the difference between God and people. So, the Bible tells us we don't know what is love. A lot of people think we are all full of love, passion.
But only we are truly.认识十字架上的耶稣，圣经说，我们才知道什么才叫爱。
Bible says, until we truly know the Jesus Christ on the cross, then we know what the true love is.
这是耶稣跟世人的不同。
That's different from Jesus and the world.
耶稣是无罪的，人是有罪的。
He's a sinless, we are sinner.
耶稣的存在就显明世人的罪。
His very being shows that we are the sinner.
但是耶稣仍然为罪人死在十字架上。
But Jesus still died on the cross for the sinners.
然后许许多多认罪悔改的罪人，他们跟从耶稣成为基督徒。
And then a lot of repentant except Jesus Christ, those sinners, they start to follow Jesus.
他们在这个世界上从此成了一个迥然不同的人。
And in this world, they are become a...people separate from this world.
他们这个成为这个世界的灵魂。
And they become the soul of this world.
他们成为世界的光。
And they become the light of this world.
我愿意我们今天在座的弟兄姊妹，无论你是年轻的，无论你是年长的。
I just pray that this today here, you're young or you're old.
啊，愿圣灵来到我们的心里。
May the Holy Spirit come to our heart.
啊，愿耶稣的血洁净我们。
May the blood of Jesus Christ cleansing us.
如果我们已经是信靠主耶稣基督的人，让我们不要忘记我们自己的身份。
If we already accept Jesus Christ as a personal savior, let forget out of what our status is.
让我们在这个世界上也成为一个迥然不同的人。
Let us become a one that separate from this world.
彰显出与世人不一样的地方。
And show we're different from the world.
更是彰显出从神那里来的爱。
Of course, more than that, we show the love from God.
我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你，你拯救我们这些不堪不配的罪人。
We thank you that you save a sinner that not worthy of your salvation.
你是光，你来到黑暗当中。
You're the light, and you come to darkness.
但是黑暗却拒绝光。
But darkness does not receive you.
我们自己的心中，我们有许多的骄傲。
In our heart, we have a lot of pride.
我们有许多的自义，许多的贪婪，许多的记恨，许多的罪藏在我们的心里。
We have a lot of self-righteousness, hatred, and all the sins in our heart.
我们很多时候我们也躲避光。
And a lot of time we try to escape from the light.
我们不喜欢听到责备的话。
We don't want to be exposed.
但是主耶稣基督，愿你让我们的石头心能够柔软下来。
But Lord Jesus Christ, help us soften our stone heart.
让我们愿意打开心门。
May we open our heart to you.
让我们能够离开黑暗，进入你的光中。
We can leave the darkness into your light.
让我们能够看见你在十字架上所彰显出来的爱。
We can truly see the love that you shown in the on the cross.
临到这不堪不配的罪人。
And may this love come to this sinner that's not worthy.
我愿意也成为这蒙恩的罪人当中的一个。
I really want to become one of those sinners who have your grace.
在这个世界上来走在。主耶稣的脚步上面。
And in this world we can walk on your footstep.
在世界上却成为天上的国民。
And live in this earth, on earth but become the citizen of heaven.
在世界上生活却不属于世界。
Lived in this world but not of this world.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督。
And such a prayer is in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.